Hello, everyone. This is David Moore saying welcome once again to Down Your Street, which comes to you tonight from 81 Robert Street, South Bayswater. And I'm standing at the moment in the lounge of the home of Mr. and Mrs. Frank Evans. Well, Frank Evans is one of these people who are sound effects officers down at the ABC. In other words, when a radio play is in progress, they make all the background noises and background effects, and they play the music, they play revolver shots and so forth. Well, I'm going to ask Frank to tell you something about this sort of job and what it's like to make these noises behind the scenes. Now, Frank, tell us something about this job, will you? First of all, what sort of effects do you have on record, and what sort of effects do you do live in the studio?
Well, on record, David, we have anything from a steel foundry to a windstorm, or hail, rain, all the usual long-running background effects.
Yeah.
We find that...
That was the door shutting in the background.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody got thrown out, I think.
Yeah.
We find it's better to... a very short effect where we want to be spontaneous. We usually cook up something in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, a horse. We use a thing called a plumber's sink unstopper.
Do
technically,
you?
Yes.
Yes. What does that entail?
Well, it's a rubber cup. We use two of them and clop them together. And for a horse on cobbles, we use the old coconut shell.
You really do use the old coconut
shells,
do you?
We use the old coconut shells.
So all the cartoonists are quite right when they show that on their cartoons.
Yes, they're perfectly correct.
What about other horse noises? Didn't you tell me sometimes that you are called upon to do a horse, whatever that may mean?
Yes, well, sometimes I have to make a whinny noise, which comes from some cavity in my chest. I haven't quite fathomed where it does come from.
Well, Frank, would you like to stand back from the microphone and give us a horse whinnying noise? Not too close, otherwise it might put us off the air.
Well, this is a real Melbourne Cup job.
Well, that's wonderful, Frank. But there's something else I've always wanted to know. At least, I mean, I know what it is, but some people might want to know. In a romantic play, when actors and actresses are getting really warmed up on the subject of love, they usually kiss one another sometime rather than the play. And do they really kiss each other, or is something by you as well?
Well, it's a most undignified procedure. It entails walking up to the microphone and kissing one's hand.
Does it? Presumably is rather amusing on occasions if we have an audience.
Oh, yes, we always, very most passionate love scene, we always get a laugh.
Yeah. Well, would you, I'm sorry to make you work out of hours, Frank, but I wonder if you'd like to do a nice kiss, juicy one for us, would you?
Shucks, you would ask me that one.
All right, come on, nobody minds here.
I'll get it over quick.
Thank you, Frank. That was wonderful. I mean, wonderfully done. Well, Frank wasn't kissing me there. Well, I think that's about all we can ask you about sound effects, Frank. So what about asking you for a record to choose the program?
What about How High the Moon, David?
All right. Now, I wonder how many of you are listening to this program, sitting down comfortably in your armchair, in your comfortable home, would have the satisfaction of knowing that the home was built by yourself. Well, I don't suppose very many of you have that feeling. I'm sure it's a very wonderful feeling to know that you've built your own house. And I'm going to introduce you now to somebody who, well, not exactly has built, but is at least building and has very nearly finished his own house. And that is Johnny Carl, who is here tonight at the Evans Place. And I'm going to ask him something about this house building because I think a lot of people might be put off the idea of building their own house, but John thinks it's really quite simple. Now, John, how many houses have you built before your own?
I haven't built any apart from this one, David.
You haven't?
None at all, no.
Well, well, how did you set about building this one?
Well, I thought the best way was to find out from people who knew how to build them. I bought a book and read it, got as much knowledge as I could from that, and then went around asking, pestering rather, all the people I could see building houses and found out as much as I could from them, and then thought I'd have a go at it myself.
And how's it going? Is it going very well?
It's going quite well, really. I thought perhaps I might get a bit fed up with it if it lasted too long, but really you get so much satisfaction out of it gradually grow that it isn't boring or anything like that, and I find that it just doesn't go up quite quick enough for me. I'm so interested in it.
Well, how long have you been doing it now?
It's almost a year since I started laying the bricks, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I had the foundations put in first, of course, and I let them settle for a while and started the brickwork after I'd found out all this information on laying bricks, actually.
How did you find bricklaying when you first started it? Did you find it was harder than you thought, or easier than you thought, or what?
I wouldn't say it was hard, anyway. It did appear to be a bit hard at first, but you soon get into the swing of it, and it's amazing how quickly you can hook on, and amazing the number of bricks that you can lay in a day.
Well, now, how about the prices? Without actually mentioning any exact prices, is it very much cheaper to build your own house than to have somebody build it for you?
I think so, yes, because in my reckoning, anyway, the majority of the price in the house is the labour, and provided you can find somewhere to live until it's built, and you can take your time on it. That is the main thing, of course, to take your time when you're not experienced. But you can save quite the greater part of the cost of a house.
Well, what about your wife, John? Does she help you build a house?
Oh, yes, she's very helpful. She's the bricky's labourer, more or less. She just carts all the heavy stuff around for me.
Well, can we find out from her what she thinks about that?
I think she might have a few views
on it. What do you feel about this house building? Do you feel very excited about it all?
Not excited. I'm very interested in it, though. And I think we're making good progress.
And you hope to be in the house fairly soon, do you now?
Well, next April, or if there's no hold-ups.
What about furnishing it so far? How does it look awfully bare when you first walk into them, you know?
Yes, well, we haven't thought about that yet. Things as they come.
They're just sort of hoping that the sooner the better, sort of.
Yes, it's quite true.
Johnny came from Canada originally, doesn't he?
That's right, yes, Colchester.
And he married you out here. You married him out here.
That's right.
Yeah. And didn't you go back to England with him?
Yes, we were there for about 4.5 years.
What did you do while you were there?
Well, I was mostly in Colchester, but we saw most of England.
You had a look all round the place, didn't you?
Yes.
Was that during the war or after?
No,
the war?
After the war, immediately after the war.
So you had a chance of going out a bit more than you would have done.
Yes.
And what about the conference and so forth together?
Yes, we had a holiday in Switzerland, saw it in France, and just went into Italy.
Climb any mountains, anything?
Oh, no, nothing exciting.
Well, I suppose I asked you to pick a record for the programme between the two of you. What would you choose? Have a conference and decide.
Well, I'd like the raindrop prelude.
Yes, I think that would be a choice which would suit both of us, David. We've both heard it and we both like the record very much indeed.
Good, righto, well, here it is.